الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم Alhamdulillah wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan Ayamin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, or paper, pencil, or pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to the class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic or subject will be on Islamic outreach, or what we call Dawah. That is D-A-W-A-H, or Dawah, or Islamic outreach. Basically, that's what I'm doing with this particular podcast. Is that our episodes that I've been putting out here since 2018, is that informing people about what Islam is and what Islam is not, and clearing it up so people have an understanding. And also, it is my responsibility as a Muslim to tell people about the good news about Islam, and also to tell our story and don't let others tell the Islamic story or the Muslim story. And so we have in the world a lot of corruption and all over the world, and people, they, in our opinion as Muslims, that they need Islam and all the good that Islam has to offer. And when you look at or you listen to some of my previous episodes, I expound on the reasons why Islam is best for people and the best thing for people to have in their life. I'm not asking you to agree or disagree. I'm just informing you why I think that Islam is the best for the people. Allah says, now you're going to turn to this in your Quran, in chapter 41, verse 33. That's chapter 41, verse 33. And it says, who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah, does righteous deeds, and says, indeed, I am from the Muslims? Again, the best speech. Who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah, meaning calling people to Allah, to worship Allah, to obey Allah, and not to disobey Allah, and does righteous deeds, giving to the poor and the needy, and helping those people out who need help, and says, I am from the Muslims. Because we have a certain criteria and certain things we're supposed to do, certain characteristics we're supposed to display as a Muslim. I know sometimes all of us don't do that, okay, but you have a few that don't do that, but you have majority of people that do that, that are Muslims and do what Muslims are supposed to do. Allah also commands us as Muslims to invite others to this good news. Invite others to Islam. If something good going on, don't you want to be part of it? Don't you want to be invited to it? This just makes sense to me. So you turn to chapter 3, verse 104. That's chapter 3, verse 104, where Allah says, let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good and joining the ma'aruf, which is the good, and forbidding the al-munkar, which is evil. And it is they who are the successful ones. So I want to be part of that group of people to invite people to good. Invite people to do good, and also forbidding them or keeping away from doing evil. That's one of my goals of my podcast, is to invite people to what is good or what I think is good. And you could think something different. That's up to you. We have that right to do so. And you also have the right to do so. And so do I. Also, to forbid people from doing wrong. You may think wrong is right, and it's okay. No, I don't think wrong is right. I think right is right, and wrong is wrong. And don't confuse the two. They don't mix together. Also, as far as the reward of a da'i, D-A-E-E, meaning a person that tells people about Islam and invites people to Islam, in Islamic outreach, if you will. The Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, whoever directs someone to do good, he obtains the same reward as the one who does the good. So certainly I am inviting all of you all who are listening to me to good. And perhaps I will receive the same good by inviting you to good. I invite you, don't do something bad. Then you don't do that thing, then you get a reward, and I get a reward with not taking anything away from you, or taking anything away from me. We both get basically the same reward because I conveyed the message to you, and then you heard what I said, and you did what I asked you to do, or what I advised you to do. Also, reward. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, whoever calls to guidance has the same reward as a person who follows him without his, meaning the follower, reward being decreased one bit. As I said to you before, it's no decrease on neither one of us. You who are the follower of this good and me who are advising you follow the good, neither one of us lose anything. I gain and you gain from doing the good thing. Also, how should we invite people to Islam? We have a certain way that we should invite people to Islam. And then Allah says in chapter 16, verse 1, 2, 5. Again, that's chapter 16, verse 1, 2, 5. And he says, call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and fair preaching, and argue with them in a way that is better. Meaning basically we're not going to yell at people or trying to yell over people or get mad or threaten people. We're not going to do that. We're not supposed to do that. We sort of argue them in the best way, in the best manner, or talk to them in the best way, in the best manner. And not really doing a whole lot of going back and forth. We're just going to explain Islam to people, and perhaps they accept it, but perhaps they don't. You have that choice. Anyone listening to me, you have the choice to accept what I'm saying or to reject what I'm saying. You have the choice right now just to stop listening to me. That also is your choice to do. I can't make you. You better listen to me. I can't do that. Or if you don't listen to me, this thing's going to happen to you, or that thing's going to happen to you. I don't have that strength. I don't have that power. But I can only tell you about Islam, and you can stay and listen to me to the end of this episode, or you could turn it off at any time and never go back to it, or turn it off now and maybe go back to it later. That solely is up to you. Listen to some now and then listen to some later on. That's just your choice. Or never listen again. But you always invited, as long as this episode is available or my podcast is available, you are invited and invite your friends to listen to what I had to say. And so I'm going to have some wisdom and fairness in my preaching and my teaching to you about what Islam is and what Islam is not. Well, now, what examples are we asking them to follow? Let's start with Allah first. Oh no, let's start with the Prophet Muhammad, sorry. We follow Allah, atil Rasul, obey Allah and his base messenger. That's first thing we need to do. Then Allah says in chapter 12, verse 108, that's chapter 12, verse 108. And he says, indeed in the messenger of Allah, you have a good example to follow for him who hopes in meeting with Allah in the last day and remembers Allah much. So we want to get an example, not some kind of star or famous person. Be your example, who you're supposed to look like, what you're supposed to be about, who you're supposed to follow. No. Allah says what? He says that in the good example is the Prophet Muhammad, and peace and blessing upon him. And if you want hope, we're meeting him with Allah, then we follow the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. We obey Allah and obey his messenger, Atiullah, Atiu Rasul. We obey Allah and obey his messenger. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, I leave two things. If you follow these things, you cannot go wrong. That is Quran, which you all should have with you or by your side. Also, follow the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and the things he did, and the things he said, the things he stayed away from, the things he encouraged us to do. But you can read about the man yourself. You can read about the character of the man. If you don't even want to get into the philosophy of what he's preaching and what he's teaching to the people, we just say philosophy, that from Adam, the first prophet to the people and the father of all mankind, to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And all the prophets in between, about 25 of them or so that are mentioned in the Quran. There's a lot more than that, but those are the basic ones that are mentioned. I mentioned in the Quran, throughout the Quran, and you can learn about those prophets. But they had a certain behavior about them, and was telling people to do good and to obey Allah and stay away from bad. That's basically what they all said, and by the Muslim, and the Muslims, we believe that they all were Muslim. All the prophets were Muslims in obedience to Allah, and leading people and telling people to come to Allah and to worship Allah, and don't worship the idols as Abraham did. Do not worship the idols, and don't do bad things that people are doing, particularly at the time of Lut. You can look this up for yourself. Nothing I'm saying is just like this ooh miracle stuff that I'm saying. All these things, they are subject to being looked at and looked up and further research concerning these things that I'm talking about. And anyone that says, no, don't open the books or anything like that, I'll tell you what it says. Be very leery of that individual. But in Islam, we don't have that kind of thing. You can learn you can basically learn on your own, or you can learn from different very learned people about Islam. There's nothing hidden about Islam. And anyone that says, join me, I'm the Muslim, follow me, but I'm going to hide certain things from you because you're not ready for it, well, you got to kind of question that individual and his leadership skills. And that doesn't sound like Islam to me. That's what you should say to yourself. You can listen to my podcast, and you can have that person listen to my podcast, and maybe they can learn a thing or two. I'm not saying my podcast is all that, but I get some basic information about Islam. Like I said, the tip of the iceberg, and underneath the iceberg, under the water, is a massive, massive mountain of knowledge about Islam. So you're going to invite this person to listen to the episode with me, and then they can show their proof opposite of it. That'll be up to them. I won't argue with them about it. But I'm just telling you so you would know what is right about Islam and what is wrong about people who say these things about Islam that are not true. Let me move on. Now, basic aim of Islamic outreach is, you can find this in chapter 2, verse 257. That's chapter 2, verse 257. And Allah says, Allah is the wali, meaning he's the protector and a guardian of those who believe and brings them out of the darkness into the light. So Allah is protector and he's a guardian, or for those who believe, and brings those people from the darkness into the light of Islam, and may the light, the nur of Islam, shine on each and every one of us. And this is basically Islam. It saves people from the fire and from the obedience of Shaitan, and saves them from obeying their desires to obeying Allah and his messenger. When you're talking about this beautiful thing that I'm teaching you, and you all come to class for, I don't know how long you've been coming to class, is that it saves you from these things. It saves you from the hellfire. It saves you from obedience of Shaitan or the devil. and it saves you from your desires, your own desires that each of us may have, and we become slaves or servants to our desires. Our desires supersede that of what Allah says, that of what the Prophet says. If it supersedes everybody, and to the point you think what you're doing is right, and what you're doing may absolutely not be right, and more harmful to yourself than obeying Allah. So which are you going to do? Are you going to obey you, or are you going to obey Allah? Allah basically means God. And so do you become your own God and obey in obedience to your desires? Are you going to obey Allah and be and obedient to Allah? Allah says, oh people, worship your Lord. He ain't say worship yourself, worship this individual. He said worship your Lord. But Abraham, when he destroyed the idols, or the people went away kind of to this big affair and destroys all the idols, and then he hung the weapon that he used, the destruction device, around the neck of the biggest idol. And the people came back from their celebration, and they said, what happened to our idols? Basically, they made with their hands, wood, stone, whatever they made with their hands, mud, they made these idols with. And they said, what happened? Why are they all destroyed? And then Abraham, he said to them, he said, ask the big one. You want to know what happened to all the little ones that you worship before you went to the affair? He said, well, ask this big one over here. He'll tell you. Basically, he's a guilty one. He has the axe or whatever around his neck. He has a weapon of destruction around his neck. Ask him. And they know they couldn't ask him anything. He didn't know anything. They made this thing with no soul or whatever, and they made it with their own hands. And they worship the things, the wood or whatever it is, or with their own, the carving with their own hand. And they threw them in the fire. And then you can read about the rest when you're talking about, our prophet Abraham. And Allah says what? He didn't say worship the idols. He said, oh people, worship your Lord, meaning worship Allah. Allah also says, your Lord has decreed that you worship none but him. So this is all part of the outreach that I'm talking about. The Prophet, may peace and blessings upon him, that he has the best character, and Allah says, worship him. He decreed that you worship none but him. Also, Allah says, he says to us, in Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah, the first chapter in the Quran, then basically in the fifth ayah, about seven verses, and the fifth one, it says, we worship, and we ask for help from you. So it's clear our responsibility is that we worship you, Allah, and we only ask you for help, because Allah says, you want help, come to me. You ask of me. And so we're making it clear at least about 70 times a day, we're saying, you we worship, or you alone we worship, and you alone we seek, or you alone we ask for help. Also, we want to, as Muslims, we want to teach people about the Prophet Muhammad, the kind of how kind the man was, and the kind of leader that he was, the kind of person that he was, and some of the things that he did and he did not do, really his sunnah, his path. And so we want to tell people about that. We tell them about Allah. We tell them about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him. And you can read, and you can listen to some of my, read it for yourself, or you can listen to some of my previous episodes, and it explains who Allah is and the Prophet Muhammad is, and these kinds of things. It, all these are already laid out for you, that you for your listening, and you can at any time confirm what I said. By you can go and study for yourself, or go to various masjids that are near you and ask imams, which are the leaders there, like a minister there. You can ask him to explain to you thus and so about Islam. I heard this, but can you explain it further for me? And they even have classes. You could go to most masjids, places of worship you go to, and get classes. Not a lot of online classes, because they could take you in different directions. But you can go to the local masjid and ask them, can you teach me about Islam? You don't have to commit to Islam. You don't have to come and say, they say, no, well, the only way I can teach you is that you have to become Muslim. That's not true. Go there, take your time, and study as much as you can, do as much research as you can, and ask them about Islam. I only want you to teach me about Islam, and now decide if I want to become Muslim or not, or really Allah is deciding you become Muslim, but I will make that some kind of decision about, yes, I want to become Muslim, and Allah may manifest in you that you become a Muslim. But the thing is, don't let anyone try to trick you that, okay, you want me to teach you, you got to become Muslim. You may not be ready to become Muslim. You may get in or don't like what we do or don't like what we say, and then you end up just leaving out from Islam and going back to whatever you're doing now. And that's not fair to you. You had to be ready. I know when I became Muslim, I did a lot of research. I did a lot of studying about Islam and much to the best I could from what I understood from where I was to where I wanted to be. And so wherever you are now, you may want to be better or in another place. And if you are Muslim and you listen to me, you might be in a bad place. It's not too late. As long as you're listening to me, you have breath in your body, it's not too late for you to come over and start doing the right thing again. There are some Muslims that go astray, and you may become Muslim, and you may go astray too. I don't know. I can't predict the future. Allah has the keys to the future. But the thing is, as long as you have breath in your body, Allah forgive you more and more and more. If your sins were as high as a mountain, Allah will forgive you. If you reach the sky, Allah forgive you. Allah, or you have like the foam on the ocean. You go to the beach, you see the foam when the waves come in, you see all this foam. If it's that amount, Allah forgive you. Only thing you forgive is shirk, meaning associated partners with Allah. He won't forgive that. You can always say, okay, I'm not going to do shirk anymore. I'm not going to worship thing and make things eat with Allah anymore. Okay, then Allah may forgive you for that, for all your past sins. And we ask Allah, make dua. Allah forgive us our present sins and our past sins, the sins we remember and the sins we forgot. So I just wanted to give you all that advice. Now, it may be difficult sometimes for us to go out there and tell people about Islam. But I want you to decide to become Muslim. And the Prophet Muhammad, he said this. Islam became as something strange, and it will return as something strange. So glad tidings to the strangers. It was asked, O Messenger of Allah, who are the strangers? He, may peace and blessings be upon him, replied, those who are steadfast in the righteousness at a time when the people become corrupt. So we become strange because everyone around the world, everyone around you are doing corrupt things. Bad leaders, bad this person, that person, they become more and more corrupt. And so the strange one would be you who are Muslim or decide to become Muslim because you're not corrupt. You're trying to do good and not do bad things. And people look at you like you're strange. You're strange because you are the one that's doing something different than the rest of us would do. And it's going to come a time where holding on to Islam is not going to be easy. At all, holding to Islam is like holding this like hot rock in your hand or cold in your hand. It's difficult to hold on because it's just burning your hand, but you have to hold on to it. No matter if all the people around you are not doing it, you have to hold on to this Islam, this beautiful, beautiful way, because you're trying to save yourself from the hellfire and save your family from the hellfire. And the only thing that's keeping the hellfire burning, and you all noticed at my previous classes, is man and stone. No other kind of fuel, no oil or solar, anything like that, keeping this fire going. Well, keeping it in man, meaning men and women, of course, is that's what we are the fuel for the fire. That fire burns and burns and burns and keeps on burning because we are the fuel for us as men and women. And also stone keeps the fire burning, basically meaning the hellfire. And so this Islam protects you from that. And so that's why you hold on to this Islam. You have to hold on to it with your teeth, because you don't want to be in a burning blaze. This only ones that basically want to be there are the ones that are disobedient to Allah, and we do not want to be amongst those people. That's why I tell you and remind myself with this program is doing Islamic outreach and telling you what Islam is and what Islam is not. Islam is new and it's different, so it's going to be a bit strange to many people. It's not like people, I won't say various religions, you're not practicing this religion, you bring this new Islam thing, okay? And so people that have a problem with new stuff, with something new, something I guess they claim to understand, but the thing is, well, the only way you're going to understand is to learn more about it and learn the correct information about it. Don't just keep saying, I don't understand, I'm ignorant of it, okay? How do you defeat ignorance? What? With knowledge. That's how you get rid of ignorance about something and slay ignorance is with the knowledge. The more knowledge you put in yourself, the more ignorance that leave from out of you, because you now have knowledge of that particular subject. Also, we must be the good example of Islam as Muslims. Allah says in chapter 61, verse 2-3. Again, he says in chapter 61, verse 2 and 3. O you who believe, why do you say that which you not do? Most hateful it is with Allah that you say that which you do not do. So we are encouraged as Muslims to do what we're supposed to do. We don't say something and then do the opposite of that. We don't do that at all, because the Lord knows what we are doing and what we are not doing. As I mentioned to you before, we have the angel on our right side and the angel on our right side. Angel on our right side The angel on our right side is writing down our good deeds, and the angel on our left side writing down our bad deeds. Allah is fully aware of what we're doing and what we are not doing, and we cannot lie to Allah. Also, Allah says in chapter 2, verse 44, hope you be able to flip to it kind of fast. That's chapter 2, verse 44. Enjoin you, meaning abir, meaning piety and righteousness, and each and every act of obedience to Allah on the people, and you forget to practice it yourselves while you recite the scripture. Have you then no sense? You enjoin and tell other people to be righteous and pious and obey Allah, but then you don't do it. So we as Muslims, we can ask you to do something that we ourselves are not going to do. We have to be an example of what the Quran said. It come one time, one of the companions went to the prophet's wife, Aisha, and he said, basically, you know, tell us the character of the prophet. And she basically said, you know, like, you don't read the Quran? Or he was like the walking Quran. That's his character. Even the man's been dead for 1400 plus years. And so we want to know the character today, whatever the date is today. We want to know his character and how he was. Read the Quran and we know what his character was. We weren't even any place around the man. Not even thought of doing that time 1400 plus years ago. But we want to be, I want to be like him. I've read so much about him. How do I be like him? What motivated him? What made him who he was? Just read the Quran. That's what I want you all to do. You be flipping and following me when I'm having these lessons. I tell you to turn to this chapter and this verse, whatever. And I hope that you'll be following along with me, because it's a class, and that's what a design of a class. I'm the teacher, you're the student, and I ask you to turn a certain pages, and you should do so without any hesitation. Now, when we don't have class, then I'm advising you go ahead and do basically homework, not unassigned homework, if you will, is that read the Quran. Turn in any page in the Quran and you will learn a thing or two. Sometimes you may have to, say you turn to a page, read certain chapters, you may have to read some of the verses before that particular verse that you're reading, or read some verses after it in order to get a better understanding of the verse you just read. That's it. Say, for example, you read verses 26 and 27. You may have to read verse 24 and 25, and or verses 28 and 29 in order to understand verse 26 and 27. Or maybe further on, or maybe before those verses, to get an understanding. And if you don't have a full understanding of it, or maybe even just a particular chapter that you're reading, then you go to a mosque and you ask the imam, the leadership there, help me understand this a little bit better. I'm really trying to understand this a little bit better, and they may be able to help you with this, with that, and get a better understanding. Because all you are a talib al-ilm, you're just a student of knowledge, seeking knowledge. That's all that you're doing. You just want to get an understanding of what this particular verse is saying, and they should be able to help you. My students, I'm so happy that you stayed with me for this particular class. I invite you, if you want to learn more about Islam, then you go to Why Islam, and for learn more information about Islam. And you also go to the International Online University, also American Open University, to get more information about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.